Okay, so I was going to do my usual narrative bullshit, but it's storming here, and it's storming so much that the lightning is just nonstop. And I love storms, and I'm finding it so distracting because I'm just staring out the window this entire time. So I don't think I'm going to be able to focus enough to do my usual narrative stuff because I'm just so enthralled by the lightning. So you're more than likely getting just another very chaotic ramble fab, honestly, at this point, which I do very much apologize for. So hopefully that's okay. I also should not have turned on twice so early because that is also very distracting. So we'll see how far I get along with this, honestly. This may be a very short audio, I'm not gonna lie. I think I said it before in a different audio that I have this really bad habit of picking up the kinks of people I'm talking to or people I'm dating. It's the people pleaser in me, which I don't mind because, like, that's the entire point of people pleasing is that you do the things that make them happy. So I don't mind it. It's just it does mean that it gets hard to figure out what are my kinks versus what are their kinks. So I'm slowly working on that. But I guess the downside of GWA audios is that I kind of just do the exact same thing of where if I listen to audios too much, like certain ones, if there's a common theme, the kinks involved with those totally get stuck in my brain, which is kind of what's happening right now. I've listened to a few audios involving oral fixations, and now it's fixated in my head, and I totally screwed myself over. And for some reason, it's been stuck there for like 5 days now. So I admit, I'm kind of making this audio to see if this is what it takes to get it out of my head. And if it doesn't, then honestly, I might just be screwed on this one. And I have no one to blame because I did it to myself. So I don't know, let's talk about it, I guess. Or try to, anyways. Like I said, this might be not a very long audio, honestly, because things are already feeling too fucking good. So I'll see. So I have this couch in my living room, and it's so ugly, but it's also just the comfiest couch. I'm tall, so I can lay down on it fully, which is like just a huge bonus. I have this really bad habit of telling everyone I'm 5'8 because the last time I had my height checked that I'm aware of, I was 5'8, but I think I'm actually like 5'10 or something. This is such a stupid story. But I went on a date with someone who told me that they were 6 feet tall, which I don't care about height. Like, honestly, you could be 6'7" or you could be 5'4". I don't care. Just don't lie about it, because, like, it's weird to lie about something that will be very obviously not true. Anyways, he told me he was 6 feet tall, and then when we met, I was definitely taller than him, which, once again, doesn't bother me. But you could tell that he was kind of annoyed about it. Like, he was very annoyed about the fact that his bluff got called out, even though I wasn't doing anything. And I just remember him asking how tall I am, and I think I made it 10 times worse because I told him 5'8". You think I gave him an identity crisis over his height by mistake? I felt kind of bad about it after the date, but then after like 3 dates, I realized he's a huge asshole, so I don't really feel bad about it anymore. But for some reason, the story is what I think of anytime I think about my height, and this is totally irrelevant to what I'm doing right now, but I just felt like sharing with everyone. Like I said, this is going to be very chaotic. Anyways, back to my couch. I have this stupid oral fixation thing just stuck in my head, and like I said, it's been stuck there for days now at this point, and I can't stop thinking about it. So I guess this is my lesson learned on making sure I don't listen to the same themed audios because it will screw me over. But I think I just have this like fantasy of you being on my couch. You say you're like over for late night drinks and I come and straddle you and it starts off like soft. You know, my legs around you and my hands at the back of your head and your hair slightly pulling it and me kissing you, and your hands can be on my waist or on my ribs. We just take a few moments like that. Fuck, this is gonna be so hard to concentrate. I've barely even started. But at some point, I don't straddle you anymore, and I get off of you, and I slide between your legs, and I unbuckle your belt, which, by the way, in audios, the sound of people like unbuckling their belts is such a turn on. I don't know what it is, but like it just scratches my brain in all of the right places anytime I hear it, like without fail. And I'm thinking too hard about it. And I pull your pants down halfway and your boxers too. I can't help but wrap my hand around you, my fingers around you, and just begin stroking, running my nails up and down your shaft. And like I said, I've been listening to way too many oral fixation audios, so this is kind of just inevitable that I wrap my lips around the head of your cock, make sure that my tongue is curled around it. And I very much just want you to place your hand on the back of my head, your fingers curled up in my hair, make sure you're holding tight. And I kind of just want you to face fuck me, to be perfectly honest. I just, it's stuck in my head and I kind of just need it out of my head. And I just like the idea of you pulling on my hair and just guiding my head and just totally using me. And I'm not gonna lie, I kind of just want you to make me earn my breath, which seems so aggressive, but fuck. I'm very much into it right now. Oh, fuck. And all I can think about right now is that it'd be so hard to have these impressive moments with your cock in my mouth. And I would have no issue with you keeping me silent. Oh, fuck. I think I kind of just like the idea of you at the back of my throat and telling me I look pretty with your cock in my mouth. Fuck. And I very much want you to make it hard to breathe. I just know that you would taste good. God, you'd feel so good in my mouth. And I kind of just, when you get close, I want you to just pull my head off of you. Because I don't want you to come in my mouth. I'd much rather you come inside me somewhere else. So you grab my hair and you lift me back up. And I like to imagine I'm in a dress because I fucking love dresses. So it just makes sense, honestly. And you tell me to straddle you again. And honestly, the entire thing has just turned me on so much that I am just soaked. So when you pull my panties aside, it's so fucking easy for you to sit beside me. And just like how I want to take you deep in my mouth, I very much want to take you deep this way also. Oh fuck, I just want to sink down all the way and take every inch of your cock. And then I just want to do it over and over and over again. Will you tell me that I'm a good girl for taking you deep? And meanwhile, your fingers have not left the back of my head. I know very much Delta stuck in my hair. Up until the last second, when you then move your hand and grab my waist and force me all the way down you. And you tell me that you're gonna come. And holy fuck. Come on, you cock. Okay, that's that's way too sensitive. Okay, I have no idea if that's gonna help this entire thing get out of my head or not. So, honestly. So I guess like give me 2 days and we'll see if this entire thing is out of my head or if we just made it like 10 times worse.